Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome to a Friday edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm your host, Luke. I got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian again. At least one more day this week. It is the final day of the week. It is Friday afternoon here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are broadcasting out of the Solidarity Realty Studios, broadcasting on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, and our brand new Waukesha affiliates, the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Jesse, thanks for joining me this afternoon. How you doing, man?
Good as always. Thanks for having me. And for the record, my middle name is Brian. So, you know, that was actually on the requirements.
There you go. Yeah, it almost fills in. Yeah.
Sure.
The Luke, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Jesse Brian.
That'll work.
Yeah, there you go. It works. So we still cover that, Brian, at least some point in the show. But appreciate you joining me this afternoon. And we got a number of headlines that we want to get into. So the first one I want to start off with, and you can join this great show by giving us a call at 844-967-2789. So Jesse, prepping for this show, I always try to, you know, take a look at the headlines, see what's going on.
What's new? What's
fresh?
Yeah,
see what people are talking about out in the world. And then lo and behold, one of the things that popped up on, you know, the social media this afternoon, I kind of already had a game plan. There were a number of stories I wanted to talk about. And then Mark Bellin and, you know, some of these conservative talk show hosts here in Wisconsin, and you know, all of a sudden there was a Republican source sending over to WISN in Milwaukee, and they were giving a tip that they know that Senator Ron Johnson is going to run for a third term.
He
is
shocked.
Going to run.
I'm shocked.
You're shocked. Are you
gambling in the casino here?
Shocked. Yes. And so I think a lot of people that have been paying attention to Wisconsin politics for the last number of years had a feeling that this was going to... Johnson's been laying the groundwork for him to go back.
Quietly.
And it's important to note, Senator Johnson, when he did run for re-election in 2016, he said that that would be his last term.
He said that.
He was only going to run two terms. It's what he said he ran that campaign on. And his first campaign in 2010 against Russ Feingold was essentially a campaign... against incumbents.
And you know, here's the thing. That doesn't really bother me that much. I know, I think people have a right to change their mind. Circumstances around them in the world might change such that they think, you know, maybe I've got more to contribute, or maybe I'm particularly well suited to deal with a specific problem we're facing now, et cetera, et cetera. My problem is that he has changed so much away from what used to be that independent persona that he branded himself as and represented himself as to voters when making that contract of an election.
He is not the Ron Johnson that originally ran for office in 2010. I will give you that. But he's
a rubber stamp right now for Trump and everything Trump represents. He has kneeled.
Yeah, and many of the articles from the National and D.C. press that cover him now refer to him as one of Trump's, the former president's, staunchest allies in Congress. And so he was one of the individuals a year ago that was important in laying the groundwork for the calls of overturning the election results that was an attempted action on January 6th last year, which we talked about in great length on yesterday's show. If you want to go check out that show, you can go to devilradio927.com website. You can check on the Dueling Tangents podcast. But Johnson has staked his entire political career on he was an outsider.
He was an outsider. He was an independent.
He wouldn't become a career politician.
That's right.
He was going to run for two terms
he's
at most,
Republican,
and that was going
to
be,
you know, to be a partisan guy, but just because he had some of the same world values or whatever. But no, he is toeing the line. He is bending the knee, and he has ever since. Like there was that period, like right in the early middle of Trump's presidency, that he was like, "Oh, we're doing this now. Yes, sir." Lick, 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 lick.
He
nice
used
boots.
To come around. To
They're not clean this, enough. You miss a spot.
The stations that we operate, he used to come around all the time. He would bring beer. He'd sit down. He'd be at least engaging in respectful dialogue. And then about 2 years ago, all that changed. And that's right about the timeline that you're saying, right? Halfway through the Trump administration, there was kind of a bait and switch. And it seems like he's more concerned about being able to hold that position of power of the office of U.S. Senate rather than, you know, sticking by his word. Because even a few months ago, it seemed like he was going to be leaning towards the decision not to run for re-election because he was kind of recounting what had happened in his tenure in Congress. And he talked about the nation's deficit had almost doubled. He wasn't able to repeal Obamacare, which was one of the core tenets that he ran on in 2010. And he kind of questioned. He's like, well, I don't know if my time here is well spent. And I agree. I think his time there has been not well spent. And so I don't think he should run again. But apparently sources in the GOP
Go back to poorly managing a business that you married into, you schmuck.
Yeah, I mean, go marry rich. That's fine. If that's your path in life, enjoy it.
If
like
you don't
by
mind,
all means.
Could I just say something directly to him?
I don't know if he's listening, but go
I
for
know
it.
He's listening. Rojo, if you're listening, and I know you are, as an ex-friend of the station, I know you're one of those jilted exes that hangs on our every word, so I know you're listening. Ronnie, baby. May I call you Ronnie? I'm going to anyway. It doesn't matter. Listen, you're not the same Rojo with the same mojo that you were ago, 6 years ago, Joe. The voters want something fresh. They want something new. Something not so bootlicky.
So insurrectionist?
So insurrection-y.
Yeah. I didn't know that you were going to come prepared with a poem today, Jesse.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
A little more guard dog and less lap dog. So I cordially invite you to run again. I think the Democrats have a wide field of fabulous candidates that any single one of them is going to mop the floor with you. And I am personally going to take pleasure in your public embarrassment. So thanks. Come at it.
That's my friend Jesse. He's filling in for Brian. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, and our brand new signals as of this week, the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha and WAUK 540 AM broadcasting out of Jackson, Wisconsin.
They've got that new radio station smell.
They do. It's like sitting down in a brand new car. You just smell it. The studio is getting built out right now, Jesse. I was working on some of those aspects today. I'm very excited for the Waukesha studio that's coming.
Lumber and drywall. I love it.
Just the smell of drying paints. The walls were getting painted. We're going to get some logos in there. It's going to be fantastic. But see, I'm taking a different tact. I think the reason you are looking forward to this run to see lose, I see it almost too as the, well, of course Ron Johnson has to run because there's no other Republicans in the state of Wisconsin that could win a statewide election.
Isn't it nice that they've got a short backbench for once?
That's why they got to be so excited for the fact that they're running Ron Johnson because they have nobody else to run. Kevin Nicholson lost bad in the 2018 primary
for
that seat. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
There's not another existing statewide Republican in elected office right now here in the state of Wisconsin.
Voss or no one.
They got swept.
He's the only one with the name ID.
Voss doesn't even have the name ID. When Marquette University does the law school, does its polling, Voss has such a high percentage of I don't know or need to know more information about that name. Voss does not have the name recognition.
Well, people will know him as that guy that dressed up in
Voss
like
only exists
five level of virus proof.
Yes, that would probably be some people's best memory of him. But
probably.
He only exists because of gerrymandered maps. There's no way that Voss running on a statewide ballot would be able to win. He doesn't have what it takes. And then that's why he sits behind rigged maps, because he knows that's where his power source is. If he had to actually go out and campaign to statewide voters, he wouldn't be able to do it.
I would find it delicious and entertaining.
Oh, I would find that absolutely delicious.
I would really like
yes.
watching that.
And if you want to join this great conversation on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Jesse today, you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. You could be like Mark from the SAC. Mark, how are you doing this afternoon?
Doing okay. It just, you know, just announced this, and it occurred to me that a joke to cap things off is the reason Ron Johnson's been talking about mouthwash so much is he's going to come up with his own brand. Because it gets the taste of shoe polish out of your mouth. Because the amount of bootlicking he's been doing for Donald Trump over the past 4 years plus is just remarkable. He has been willing to surrender any kind of integrity at all, if he had any at all ever. To Donald Trump, a man who has had a lifetime of having no integrity, of cheating people and it's just disturbing. I mean, look at Ted Cruz. I mean, within hours of him saying that was a terrorist attack, he's already there, licking another boots on Fox News and saying, "Oh no, I'm golly's gee, I was misunderstood. I shouldn't have said that. That isn't what happened." And it's just the lack of courage on the part of many, if not most, of the Republicans that are currently in office is just startling. I mean, and I'm not surprised but...
I think you're exactly right. I think it's one of those things where it's like, if you stand for nothing, you fall for anything. And they don't stand for anything anymore. They don't have cohesive, coherent policy. They're not about solving problems. And that's what happens when you're not about solving problems in your political organization is it becomes an ultimate fiefdom and hierarchy. And that's all that's left now.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mark. The mouthwash might be there just to get rid of that boot polish.
I like that.
It's been I might use that again in the future, Mark. I thought that was pretty funny.
We should take out mouthwash ads.
Oh, believe me, we've got. It's been kind of one of those things where we've been waiting for whether or not Ron Johnson was going to be running again. So we've got a ton of sound files of things Rojo has said over the years, and you can believe that if the reports today are true, and he is. In fact, running for re-election, which it sounds like all the conservative outlets here in Wisconsin think that he is. We've got a ton of Ron Johnson sound that we will be using throughout this year just to share the fun little tidbits that he shared with all the iterations of this radio station in the
Lovely.
Past. Yes. So, folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in. You can join the show. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. But the somewhat breaking news today, it sounds like we haven't got an official word yet, but Senator Ron Johnson going to be running for a third term here in 2022. Mark Bellin is saying an imminent announcement of that campaign is coming. So it's imminent. Going to be here soon. So, Jesse, I appreciate you filling in for Brian this afternoon.
Always.
We got a ton of callers lined up. 844-967-2789. Give us a call. We're going to get to the phone lines next.